time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Avalanche blowout Calgary last night in Calgary, a 6-2. But, man, kind of a strange hockey game at the beginning because the Avs dominated the first period. Outshot Calgary 20-6. But Justus Ennen gave up a couple of quick goals. They were down 2-1 after the first period despite outplaying Calgary. But that's one of the unique aspects of hockey. You can completely dominate a period but be trailing. But no doubt, the Avalanche had their legs last night. They were flying. They knew they were playing the right way, and they knew that eventually the dam would break, and boy, did it. 5 goals in the second period. They end up blowing out Calgary 6-2. Jared Bednar, happy with the way his team played.
I thought we had good get up and go tonight. We should be expected. We had a couple practice days. So shooting the puck early, good attack mentality. Gave up some odd man rushes in the first period that we had to make an adjustment and correction on for the second, which we did. And then we kept shooting the puck and going to the net.
You know, that's one of the more underrated challenges that basketball and hockey teams face during a long 82-game season, games every other night or all the travel and everything. You don't always get a chance to practice.
Right.
And it's something that coaches lament a lot of times. Man, we just need a good couple of practices to get kind of back into what we like to do. And the Avs, they played Friday, and then with all the new guys coming in, they had the benefit of being able to get 2 days of practice in Saturday, Sunday before they, you know, travel and play last night. And clearly it made a difference. They were ready to roll.
Yeah, they were sharp. Now, the one thing that isn't sharp, and it concerns me a little bit, because I always understand the playoff beard, but I don't understand Bedsy's playoff hair. It's just a little unkempt.
Look at all shaggy.
I think you had 2 days of practice. There might have been a time to slip into the barber and get yourself tightened up a little bit. I'm a little concerned with his hair.
Maybe he's going like the Cecil Lammy route. You know, Cecil is going for the John Wick look. And
like the Rockers 80
and it's
band.
It's glorious. Like, Cecil's hair is awesome.
Yeah, it's
I'm jealous. I could never do that.
Well,
I could, and then I'd look like Joe Dirt.
You're wispy.
Yeah.
You're wispy.
It wouldn't be a luxurious mane.
No.
Ooh, yeah.
It'd be like some aging 80s hairband.
Yeah,
marker,
yeah,
you know?
Dude,
what are you doing?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, what are you doing? Come on, dude.
Right,
you
it's know, time to let it go.
The Quiet Riot days are gone,
yeah,
man.
To let it go.
Let it cut it down.
With a rubber, yeah!
Next on the Morning Brew, Broncos day 2 free agency. Not a whole lot happening. They brought back Adam Trautman.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back fullback Mike Burton. They brought back Will Lutz. The only fresh move they made was they agreed to terms with a former Saint defensive tackle Malcolm Roach. Helped shore up their run defense, which was leaky at times. So
yeah.
Another day, no quarterback.
None.
What's happening here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the list now has become very thin of guys available, Mike.
Drew Locke, your guy, went to the Giants.
I know. $5 million. That means that, does that mean Daniel Jones will be on the market?
Ooh.
So here are the guys on the market right now. Tannehill, Garoppolo, Teddy Bridgewater. He retired, though,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Flacco.
Yeah.
Hoyer.
Ugh.
Josh Dobbs. Did you know he was a rocket scientist?
No, really?
Yeah. Easton Stick. Nate Sudfeld, Blaine Gabbert.
These
Who
are the
knew
free,
Blaine Gabbert
these
was
are
still
the free
in
agents?
Yeah.
That's
Josh,
it?
Josh Johnson, Carson Wentz.
So you're going to have to trade for somebody.
Oh, my word. Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph's still out there. That's Stokes' guy. Stoke was giving a big endorsement to Mason Rudolph yesterday.
Okay, well, good for Stoke.
You're not feeling it?
I
love sausage.
He does love sausage, people.
That was a good
they
one.
They shovel it into the sausage!
Next on the Morning Brew, well, another finals rematch with the Miami Heat. This one down in South Beach as the Nuggets will take on the Heat. And the Nuggets now, by virtue of Oklahoma City losing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Indiana. The Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder are in a dead heat for first place in the division and first place in the West. It's inevitable. They're going to have the number one seed.
They will. They win tonight?
Do they win tonight?
Yeah. Miami?
Yeah, sure.
I think they're I just think they're a lot better than Miami.
Why? Is there anybody left on their schedule? Now, the schedule may reach up and grab them at some
point. Yeah, the schedule's tough. But
okay,
yeah,
the schedule, the NBA schedule, just the ebb and flow of the NBA schedule will grab them at some point. But there's not a team they're going to play the rest of the way. Then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
They're an underdog.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
Next on the Morning Brew, well, they fought hard, but the dream came to an end. The DU Pioneers lose in the Summit Conference Championship game. As they fell to South Dakota State. So there will be no March Madness. There'll be no Cinderella story for the Pios.
Didn't the South Dakota State, didn't they win the national championship in football, too? Division I, AA, or whatever you call that now.
You know, since I know you went to Idaho, so you like to follow small-time college football. No, I wasn't paying attention to that.
Oh, really? I didn't know what to say.
Boy, that made your jaw get a little tight right there.
I'm having some boomstick.
Oh!
Yeah.
Today, Colorado State plays San Jose State. 2:30 for you Rams fans as the Rammies better win this one. I'm not even going to contemplate a loss and what that might mean to their tournament chances. But they get San Jose State. See you still cooling it. They'll sit back and watch what happens day one of the Pac-12 tournament later on today. But the Pios lose, and I was rooting for them.
Right,
of course. Why wouldn't you root for the Pios? But to me, just as a college basketball fan, I think justice was done. Justice was served. Because
I think that's
the Pioneers during the regular season, they had 3-4 months to show what they were all about, and during the course of the regular season. They were a 15-16 team overall, 6-10 in conference play. So
yeah, let's not reward mediocrity.
Yeah, I just don't. I
get you.
It never really sits well with me when teams like that end up getting an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
I'm with you.
So
I'm with you.
I would have rooted for them because that's the way the system is. And hey, if the system benefits the Pios, why not? But in this case, probably justice was served. Should I just keep talking?
No,
do you have stuff to do?
I got stuff
to do. Okay, we'll do that.